Welcome to another episode of Sorry I Offended You. This is Brandon Marshall Havener, and today's episode is about how Lizzo's fans are delirious and annoying. Now, the major talking point from Lizzo's fan base is this blind following of whatever she does. They worship her, and they even lie to themselves and to the public of saying that her lifestyle is healthy and she's healthier than most people, everything like that, and it's just not fucking true. I do believe that Lizzo is talented. I believe like you can live the life that you want. I don't believe in bullying Lizzo. But the issue in culture right now is this promotion and this level of being completely delirious about health, which I feel is harmful misinformation, oddly enough. You know, it's like we call everything else misinformation. We actually call some things that are healthy misinformation, but when it comes to gaslighting people and telling them that obesity is fine or it has nothing to do with health or that it was always this way, there's no one to be there to call it out of being misinformation. In fact, it's more likely that if you do speak up and talk about obesity, it's more likely that that's misinformation. We just supposedly got out of a pandemic. I don't know if it's officially ended yet. But during the entire pandemic, politicians, celebrities, and the message from the media has been ways to get hooked on big pharma and surface level solutions that don't even work, like masks. And little was talking about actually being a healthy person, actually losing weight, taking vitamin D and vitamin C. Like, that is not the dominant conversation when it came to the pandemic. Obviously, I'm going into territory where they're going to fucking come for me. But luckily, right here, I got the program of a lifetime that I created myself called Fuck Cancel Culture. Meaning that no matter what people say about me, they can't cancel me because I do not consent to being canceled. You can check out Fuck Cancel Culture, the new live round, in my description below. Check it out. If you're ready to say fuck cancel culture and speak the message that you truly want to speak online. Now, without further ado, the first clip I'm going to pull up is Kanye West talking about the impact that Lizzo is making and the trap that Lizzo is in by the niche that is being carved out and what people expect of Lizzo. So let's get into that real quick.
Lizzo loses 10 pounds and announces it. The bots, that's a term for people, like it's like telemarketer callers, like on Instagram, they attack her for losing weight because the media wants to put out a perception that being.
Now, this is fucking true. Lizzo gets canceled if she loses weight because it's fat phobic to lose weight. This is what these people fucking think. Now, something that I've stated before, that true health is in the balance between diet culture and fat acceptance. And it's so weird that we swing to these binary extremes. Like, just because we're like, fuck diet culture, just like fuck cancel culture, just like because we're like, fuck diet culture, all of a sudden that even wanting to lose weight and be healthier is considered fat phobic now. Like, can you see why that's destructive? Like, have we collectively lost our fucking minds? Anyway.
Being overweight is the new goal when it's actually unhealthy for people to promote that. It's demonic, you know.
What can I ask? Yeah. I've noticed this also.
Yeah.
Why do you think they would want to promote unhealthiness among the population?
It's a genocide of the black race. They want to kill us in any way they can. Planned Parenthood was made by Margaret Sanger, a known eugenics, with the KKK.
Everything that Kanye West says in that clip is true. I think it's more widespread to humanity. But there's definitely racism behind the eugenics of abortion and behind wanting people to be obese. And it's something that we're not willing to face and willing to look at. And it was amazing that Kanye was interviewed and telling the absolute truth of what is going on. It's a slow death. They're trying to kill us with a slow death. Black people, also humanity. You know, just humanity. They want to depopulate the planet. I'm going to get this fucking show banned. Thanks, Kanye. But yeah, so when you have celebrities, when you have the top artists in the industry, you got to look at these industry plants and what are they there for? To direct the culture to the way that they want it. This is why I trust independent artists more than the mainstream artists. You know, it's like these rappers these days, they want to get people addicted to fucking pills and syrup and shit like that. They want us to be addicted to the lowest consciousness and the lowest frequencies. That's what they plug into the entertainment. That's why you should be wary of mainstream entertainment and what you ingest in your mind. So Kanye speaks the truth. Everything there. You can look it up. Look anything up that makes, you know, go back on this clip and look up anything he said. I'm telling you, he's speaking facts. So now I'm going to play an interesting video that I think people will be more mad at from Greg Doucette, I believe his name is. He's a fitness expert and he's talking about why is Lizzo morbidly obese. Now, I think if you're bullying somebody and saying you're morbidly obese and you're fat and trying to tear somebody down, I don't agree with that. When somebody is obese and going to the gym, I think we should encourage them to live a healthier lifestyle. But Greg in this video points out something. If we can just look at this, be neutral, and just focus on the facts, then maybe we can get somewhere because truth matters. And I think one of the biggest things that piss me off is when people don't tell the truth. That's why Lizzo's fans bother me more than Lizzo. It's like, because y'all fucking lie and you make shit up and you act like this is fucking normal and you fucking act like it's healthy to eat the way or these fucking lies that, oh, because you're vegan, it means you're fucking healthy. What are you talking about? Especially when it's filthy vegan. And what I mean is, you know, you can just not eat meat, but you can eat a lot of processed junk. There's a difference between eating like nutritious vegan food versus filthy processed garbage. And that's what we're about to get into. And even that, I am a firm believer that it's healthy to eat meat and get some good clean protein, eat grass-fed beef. Like that's the best thing that you can do, in my opinion. You know, it's like, I'm not trying to push my lifestyle, but militant vegans have been fucking lying for so long. I think they fucking saw that documentary, What the Health, and they've been just fucking lying ever since. So anyway, let's get into this.
Foodies, and then there's food whores. And I am the fatter, the latter.
Fat acceptance, accept me.
Oh, that... The intro's already got me like... Throughout this video, I'm going to show you the disturbing glorification of food and the food porn bullshit, sexualizing food. It's all fucking disturbing. Like, this is what happens when you get, like, too privileged as a culture. It's like you start fucking romanticizing food. Ugh.
One sandwich. Was it really worth it? Oh, but it's vegan. It gotta be healthy. Cause it's vegan. Let's watch her construct this breakfast sandwich and see, does it make sense how she's eating? Should she be glorifying this? Watch the video and find out.
Do I look cool when I sag like this?
And the answer is, who cares? It's not about looking cool. It's about being healthy.
My sister got me these cauliflower hash browns and I've never tried them before. So I'm gonna try them and make a breakfast sandwich.
Perhaps your assistant should be Coach Greg giving you a meal plan. Cauliflower hash browns. Oh, it's so healthy because it's vegan.
I don't know how you have that much fucking money and the level of resources and personal training is just subpar. Like, I really hope there's not a professional telling her to eat deep fried cauliflower hash browns.
Looked up the nutrition label. This is what you get. 2 hash browns, 160 calories, 9 grams of fat, 19 grams of carbs, and a whooping 2 grams of protein. Wow, that's amazing. Such a healthy food. You know, 9 grams of fat, 19 carbs, 2 grams of protein. You know, that's going to pack on a ton of muscle in the morning. Basically, what you're getting is a bunch of fat and carbs, no protein, and that's in 2. She has 3. 240 calories. And she's never tried them before, and so she thinks you have to deep fry them in a shit ton of oil. So much oil, the U.S. government is sick. Hey, Brandon, what did we say earlier? Oil prices are on the rise. She's using...
I like how his guy is named Brandon. That's nice. It's almost like he knew I was going to react to this video. He's... He kind of has the Guilford Godfrey effect. You know, I think that's just why his videos probably go viral. He's just got that. He's got a noticeable voice.
So much oil. Oil prices are skyrocketing. Look how much oil is in that frying pan. And notice she puts the hash browns in too early before it's hot. Do you know what that does? It allows all the oil to suck into those hash browns.
Bacon, and I'm about to deep fry it.
Why does everything need to have a shit ton of oil? All you're doing is adding more.
Well, first of all, what the fuck is that bacon? And here's my fucking issue with there's a double-edged sword. I don't always eat the healthiest, right? I'm not perfect, but I do want to eat mostly healthy. My thing is that if I am eating unhealthy, that bacon looks so fucking disgusting. That's the thing. When I look at something unhealthy, I'm like, you're weighing out the cost and the benefits, things like that. I can see myself sacrificing my health for a meal for real hash browns. Bacon, you know, like if you're not piling bacon with a bunch of carbs, like the health ratio is debatable. But if I'm risking my health for bacon, it's not going to be that disgusting looking vegan bacon. And it gets grosser. I think that's one of my gripes here, is that not only is it lying and pretending that disease is health, it's also really disgusting food with no payoff of the health benefits. It's like both disgusting and both killing you.
If the food's actually good, it's good without cooking it in a shit ton of oil. Oh, and let's just add a couple tablespoons of butter because there wasn't enough fat in what we've already prepared.
Now, if you did grass-fed butter and you didn't put it in a shit ton of fucking oil, then there's some benefits there. But yeah, the butter and the oil and the carbs and the sugar and the 1,700 calories early in the morning. And you got people online going around that saying this shit is healthy. That's the shit that fucking pisses me off. It's like, you're going to tell me this shit is healthy.
2 tablespoons of butter? Why? And finally something healthy.
His voice
just
is
eggs.
Hilarious to me.
Vegan
oh,
eggs,
God.
Perfectly healthy.
Oh, that Just Eggs stuff. It's like fucking gross. What is in Just Eggs? I'm not going to pull it up. Let's see. Okay, I don't understand why it's fucking called Just Egg when it's anything but egg. But it's water, mung bean, protein isolate, and canola oil. I believe the canola oil is the worst. And I guess it's not okay. But I guess it's better that canola oil is the last on the list. But still, you don't want... Canola oil is fucking disgusting. But God, it bothers me. Like, and I'm not trying... Like, people are vegan for different reasons, right? It irks me when people are vegan for health. That they think taking just egg is more healthier than eating fucking egg with an egg yolk. Slurp those babies raw, man. It wasn't even just egg when I was in the military. They had some shit in the box. I think it was still real eggs though. But I was like, ugh. I always enjoyed when they took the extra time to crack a real egg. Like those were the moments. Like it didn't happen all the time, but in the military, when they cracked a real egg for us, that was awesome. That was in basic training. But during my deployment in Egypt, we got fresh eggs all the time. We were living like kings on the Red Sea. So let's see.
But why did you add 2 tablespoons of butter? You added in more calories from the butter than you got from the eggs you added into the pan. Oh, and what would a breakfast sandwich be without a shit ton of cream cheese spread all over it? And look at her gazing into the camera, as if to say...
That fucking bacon, man. Ugh. It looks kind of like beef liver, And beef liver is a little bit gross, but at least it has the health benefits. But vegan bacon, what the fuck is vegan bacon made out of? Now, I don't know if I can pull up the exact vegan bacon that she has, but tofu, disgusting, unhealthy. Soy, eggplant, mushrooms, even beet. Okay, so if it's made of beets, all right, but oh my God. You know, if meat was so bad and horrible, like people wouldn't try to be replicating meat all the time. Oh.
Hey, I don't give two shits what you think. Sounds full of fat into this breakfast sandwich. And up next, the star of our show. I paused it just correctly. Finally. You know how many times I have to watch this to figure out what she's eating? Smucker's Incrustables peanut butter and jam jelly sandwich. Oh, it's not enough. I need to add this extra. And something healthy about 12 blueberries, cooking that on the pan, making some grape jelly to put onto this monstrosity of a sandwich. There is things that are healthy in there, but there's so much unhealthy, it cancels things out. And so small changes can make a big difference. If she cuts out 500 calories from this breakfast sandwich and does it every day, in 1 week she loses 1 pound of fat. In a year, that's 50 pounds of fat gone by making simple, small, minor changes. And she gazes into the camera with a death stare, squeezing down on the bun, and then with delight splashes the blueberry jam on top of the sandwich. And what does she write in the comment section? No more skin flute lollipops for me after that mouth burn. And I'm sorry to report, I looked up what that meant, and I'm not telling you what it means.
Now, I never heard of the term skin flute, but I have some guesses of what it could be. Yeah, like putting that much fat and sugars all up in your shit, like that's not a good combination. And again, I'm just tired of people saying that this is how we normally ate as humans for the longest time. Like even in the 90s, we had an obesity problem, but it wasn't this fucking crazy. It wasn't this crazy mukbang shit that people do online. The 60s obesity rate was for closer to 10%. Now it's like 40% for obese. So it's gotten really bad, and it's the main cause of death. But meanwhile, we're staying at home to save lives and wearing face diapers to protect us. Meanwhile, we just promote obesity and gaslight people and saying like, no, this is how we're supposed to live. So I guess, you know, even in the world of information, when we have all this information around us, I guess it's like, you know, we teach our kids this stuff and they get conditioned that way. And we just become more like, I don't see the problem getting any better. And if we talked about if it saves one life, what if it saved how many fucking lives? How many people die of nearly 700,000 people in the U.S. die of heart disease each year? And eating like this fucking fuels heart disease. So I don't know this guy, Greg Doucette. He's telling the truth, though. And maybe these fitness people, sometimes their message seems a bit blunt. I get it. People get in their feelings. But if you don't fucking listen to them, you're going to fucking die. It's that simple. You know, you're going to get better information from health experts that have the freedom. And they're not owned by Big Pharma. You're going to get more useful information about your health than your doctor in many cases. I'm not saying that all across the board. I'm not saying don't listen to doctors. In fact, many doctors offend people by checking their weight before they come in. So I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I don't believe in doctors. Take that back. We currently are run by a sick care system. And if we approach life in panicking and reacting every time that we get sick, instead of building the environment within our bodies so we get sick less and less and improve our immune systems, humanity is in a lot of trouble in many different ways. The rot and decay of culture, and just our personal health in particular. And people are being manipulated and patted on the back for fucking killing themselves. But we don't see it as suicide because the death is a bit slower. We don't see it as assisted suicide or homicide because the death is slower. I believe Kendrick Lamar has said that in a song, The World Steppers, recently on his most latest album. He wasn't talking to Lizzo, though. I'm not trying to start no beef between Lizzo and Kendrick Lamar. All right. She already got a deal with Kanye. So anyway, now I want to pull up the Instacart menu. More fucking receipts. I know this is a type of shit that will piss people off, but fuck it. So the New York Post shows the fucking Instacart menu that is being promoted as for Lizzo. Like when you go on Instacart, you get the Lizzo package. This is what you get. You get cans of Coca-Cola, but at least it's fucking vegan, right? It's healthy because there's no meat in Coca-Cola. Clorox citrus lemon disinfecting wipes. Look, I don't care what the young kids are doing. You should not be eating Clorox wipes. All right? It's uncalled for. No eating wipes. Smucker's Uncrustables. He already covered that. Loaded with fucking sugar and carbs. Carbs and sugar all in the same. This is like some five-year-old shit. It's like, can you please cut off the crust? My kids will eat the fucking crust. Rebecca is different. We did have this talk. She said that she will allow our kids to take the crust off pizza and bread and things of that nature. I don't agree. You gotta eat the fucking crust. Don't buy fucking Uncrustables. Uncrustables will not be promoted in my household. I remember when I was a kid, though, adults straight up lied to me and say the crust had was filled with nutrients and it was the healthiest part. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I don't know the details there. I guess you could say it's the healthiest part. I don't know, but I just don't see white bread as healthy at all. Double stuffed Oreos, all this processed shit. And you're telling me this is normal and this is healthy. Like, it's fine. You have the freedom to eat processed shit if you want, but the fucking audacity to say that this is healthy and this is, and then say that these health problems just magically happen. I need to promote myself as a fitness coach at this point. I've been talking about this too much today. Okay, so, well, you got purified water. I'm not sure about the quality of that water, but it looks nice. But yeah, staying hydrated is nice. You know, limes are good. I'm sure there's some health benefits there. A banana, got some potassium. I think that's even worse than regular Coke, maybe, in some circumstances, depending on what your goals are. But if your goals are dying, then Diet Coke or regular Coke should both do the trick. And this is, like, this is the type of shit I wouldn't even eat on a cheat day, man. It just seems too gross and processed. And I'm not against all process on a cheat day. You know, I have my guilty pleasures. I like my fried chicken. You know, I like my biscuits. I like my milkshakes. You know, I'm not going to lie to myself and say it's healthy. Cherries, I don't know. Cherry Garcia, lemons, Skittles. Oh, God. Impossible burger made from plants. And then flowers, so that's cool. And Perrier. Okay, so the healthiest foods on that list, I think, were limes, lemons, and maybe cherries, even though I think cherries are probably filled with sugar as well. I know the people who would have something to say would be like, why don't you mind your own business? It's not your life. Well, this is always a topic of discussion. There's always people posting these mukbang videos, including, I think, Lizzo's got mukbang videos herself. And then when you try to lie to people and say it's health, that's when I'm like, I come in and it's like, I gotta talk about it. There's plenty of people who've been famous and overweight in the past, and I didn't go into their fucking diet and pick them apart, things like that. And I'm not into, you know, like policing people's diets. I'm not into creating laws on what people are supposed to eat. I think we should be a free nation. And I think in most circumstances, we should stay out of each other's business. But when people keep perpetuating fucking lies of what health is, then I got something to say. And this is just a trend. You know, the one last video I just want to show real quick is a video of somebody called Nikado Avocado. It's a very sad story in not even my opinion, it's a fucking sad story. Okay, the transformation. Let's go into the transformation.
So without further ado.
Now this guy used to be like, you'll see, he was in good shape. He made these videos and then he realized that he could get a lot of clout by doing mukbang videos and just more and more ridiculous shit. So we're going to quickly go through this, and just because I don't want it to seem like just a Lizzo thing, it's more of a cultural thing that is going on and a problem that has gotten fucking worse.
Let's make some mac and cheese. Here we go. I have gained weight, and I don't even know why. You guys know my weight's been spiraling out of control. Because my life is a disaster.
There's no cure.
This food's right in your brain. I miss the old Nick. Yada, 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 yada. Yada, 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 yada. Yada, 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 yada. TikTok.
Approximately 2 weeks ago, while sitting in his $2.3 million penthouse apartment, Nikocado Avocado would upload a video weighing himself to his channel with over 2.5 million subscribers.
352.4 pounds. 352? I think not.
His weight of 352 pounds is in stark contrast to his beginning weight of between 150 and 160 pounds.
When I started mukbangs, I was 150 pounds. Maybe 160. Can't really remember.
When he was a modest vegan living a fairly simple life in Colombia. He'd moved there way back in 2014 after meeting his then boyfriend Orlin in a vegan Facebook group for men, but problematically, Nikocado Avocado didn't have much to do in Colombia, so he began to upload videos of himself to the YouTube website, playing violin and discussing the many aspects of veganism.
This is my first ever mukbang. Mukbang, I actually don't know how to pronounce it, but anyways,
Where he would state that prior to becoming a vegan, he considered himself somewhat overweight.
Most people that watch my channel know that I'm vegan. I've been vegan for almost 4 years, like another month or two would be like 4 year mark. Totally changed my life. I used to be obeso. I used to be like this.
While it was certainly a benefit that veganism helped Nikocado lose weight and was assisting him in staying thin, as he continued to maintain the vegan diet, it would go from a blessing to a curse.
I rotted a tooth. I had low B12 deficiency. I developed hypoglycemia. I don't know if it's directly related to the veganism, but I never had that before.
At a later date, Nikocado explained that being vegan had resulted in numerous immediate health issues. In addition to this, Nikocado explained that he found the 2016 online vegan community to be extremely toxic.
Why do vegans have to make everything about veganism? Why? There's so much more to life than veganism.
And as a result, he ended up renouncing his vegan status and leaving the community of vegan YouTubers.
No other community have I ever seen it like this. I thought it was they're all vegans, but it's just vegans in general on YouTube. I gotta leave, you guys.
After a 1 month break, the first of many non-vegan mukbang videos would show up on the Nikocado Avocado channel. And while he had made the decision to begin eating meat, he would still maintain a relatively clean.
So just to sum up that story, it was tragic. It's fucking tragic. Veganism had him with vitamin deficiencies. His body started falling apart. And then there was another swing where he gave in to mukbang videos and gained hundreds and hundreds of pounds to where he is today, where he keeps having to fulfill a character where he is making a good amount of money, but he's also ruining his health in the process. And the reason why I brought that up is because the first time I heard about mukbang videos was probably in 2020. And it's such a just a fucking weird culture we live in where we mix in this kind of like wanting to see people eat with their mouths open and make sexual moaning sounds while eating. It's just fucking disturbing. Then we gaslight ourselves and say that there's nothing wrong with that in our culture. And then we gaslight ourselves even more by saying that unhealthy food is somehow healthy by some mental gymnastics that we do. I know I probably have gotten the pitchfork mob out in this video, but it is what it is. To tell the truth, you gotta risk doing that. And I hope, even though maybe disturbing, maybe funny, I hope this episode was insightful as well. And if you find yourself agreeing to this and commenting on my post, and then people try to cancel you for it, don't worry. I got your back. I'm like the Better Call Saul of cancel culture. You know who to call. I got your back. Check out the description below. Anyway, thank you for listening to Sorry I Offended You. This is Brandon Marshall Havener, and I'm out.